Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
Now, the Hare's Corner sounds like the name of a traditional tune or the name of a pub in a small village. But in fact, it is the name of a new biodiversity pilot project for farmers in my home county of Clare. Dr. Brendan Dunford is the manager of the Burren programme, and he joins me now to tell me more. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Greetings from Clare.
Thank you, Brendan. Lovely to speak to you indeed. Talk to me about Hare's Corner. What is it?
Yeah, well, a Hare's Corner is an old expression and it kind of refers to just a corner of a field or a piece of rough ground, which I suppose back in the day you couldn't maybe get the machines into, and you kind of basically just left it to nature. So I was reminded of the name, like you said, it's the name of a Colm McInerney album, but I was down with our friends in Seed Savers, that amazing place in County Clare, and a guy there, Jeremy Turkington, reminded me of this old expression when I was describing to him what we tried to do in the project. So Hare's Corner it is.
So describe what the Hare's Corner project is now all about.
Yeah, so I suppose we've been listening a lot to, you know, the climate and biodiversity emergency, and it seems so daunting, I suppose, but there's a lot of reports and reviews and research projects and stuff like that. But I think we all really need to see a bit of action as well. And sometimes small actions can make a big difference. So the Hare's Corner is just a very simple, hassle-free way through which farmers, landowners, community groups can actually translate their aspiration to do something for climate and for nature and turn that into reality. So Burnbio Trust, which is a beautiful, small, local charity here based in the Burn in County Clare, we've got some funding from the Department of Ag through this great EIP project, also through the Clare County Council, to basically help landowners across County Clare to do their little bit for nature. And it's not just doing it for nature, Marty, it's also doing it for farming, because little interventions that we have, which would include farm ponds, which would include mini woodlands or mini orchards, they're also actually good for farming, because, you know, when you have a period of drought and maybe you need backup water resources, or you need shade, or you might need shelter from storms. So I think sometimes these little interventions are good for nature, good for farming, and good for ourselves as well and our own well-being.
So really what you're talking about, I suppose, is planting some trees, developing a pond, plant an orchard of Irish varieties of fruit. Is that kind of the thrust of it?
Yeah, simple things. We want to start with simple things like that. We have another little project Burnbio sponsors called Farming for Nature. And over the years, we've been asking farmers across Ireland, like, what's the one best thing you've ever done for nature? And often they'll say, actually, putting in a pond, it's simple and it's so effective. So that's one of our little options. Another option then would be, like you said, putting in some native Irish fruit trees sourced here at Seed Savers. And a third option then, which we'd like to start with, would be a small little pockets of woodland, but just a very special woodland in the sense that we're using our only native Irish pine, which is rediscovered here in Clare recently. So the Irish pine, or the Burren pine as we're calling it now. So simple little things like that can make a big difference, we think, and we want to help landowners to make it happen on their land.
And do you hope, Brendan, that this will increase farmers' confidence at a time when farming is answering so many questions about its environmental impact?
Yeah, and this is where it's really coming from, Marty. I've been privileged to live here in County Clare and work with farmers for 20 years. And I find them wonderful people to work with a great love of nature. And I think the story we hear a lot isn't the one that resonates with me. To my mind, farmers love nature, want to help it out. And this is a little opportunity for them to do that and to show what small things can make a big difference. So I think not every farmer wants to join a scheme like GLOS, or not every landowner has access to funding for this. So this is our little way to help them to do that. It's hassle-free. We provide some of the help to make sure that farmer isn't out of pocket. We provide the advice and support to make sure that the right intervention is going in the right place. And other than that, it's up to the farmer to do what they're really good at doing, is manage the land for farming and for nature.
And the key thing is that the closing date is Monday, the 6th of September, and the information is at burrenbio.com/THC. You have your own Hare's Corner, Brendan, I hear.
We have a little field that we bought here when we were building our house. My late wife Anne and I here near Tubber in North Clare,
and know it well.
Anne passed away, unfortunately, a few years ago. So one little corner of the field we dedicated to her, and we got all the cousins, all the kids and the cousins to plant a little tree in her memory. And that's our little Hare's Corner. And like when I say about well-being, Marty, that's just such a fulfilling place for me and for our family. And even better, I was down there about a month ago and I found a little hedgehog, the first hedgehog I've seen in the barn for the last 20 years. So that was a real joy for me. So I think it can be good for nature, for farming, but it can be good for us as well to have these little things on our land. And, you know, it brings a bit of culture and complexity back into the landscape, I think, which can only be a good thing.
And a lovely tribute to your wife, to your late wife, Anne, Brendan. That must be a great consolation to you and your family.
Well, it is. You know what, Marty? Every spring, when the leaves are budding, it's a time of renewed hope. Mm. And, you know, it's just these places are beautiful. I think nature gives us so much. Maybe sometimes we don't appreciate it as much. So it's a lovely way to remember somebody.
Absolutely.
And maybe it's a lovely way to remember those that have lives that have been lost during the pandemic as well. It's been a tough time for a lot of people. So this is something positive that can be done to turn that around. So, and it's so far, like when we're all doing this as volunteers, this particular project. But I think we're enjoying such great support from the likes of the IFA, from our team in Kinvara, the Pranjali and Karen. There's so much goodwill around a project like this because it's coming from a good place and it's trying to do our little bit.
Well, it's a lovely idea and I love it, absolutely. And thank you so much, Dr. Brendan Dunford, for joining us. Give my love to everybody in Tubber there in North Clare. The Hare's Corner is at burrinbio.com/THC. And Brendan is also involved in the Farming for Nature programme. I would like to remind you that the public vote for this year's Farming for Nature Ambassador is now live. And the winner will be announced at this year's Burren Wintridge School on October 23rd.